Lama zan de gemor. Zog de gemor, so de gemor mit mechadesh, ad rabbi yochanan hold, that you chayv an mechire even before you, even as she lo yahanu maiso, we learn out from gneve ben nefesh, that you chayv as such a mechire. Zog de gemor, leachar yehushmai. Zog de gemor, leachar yehushmai. But what if it's a mechire enoch yehush? זה מחיר אינוך יוש. יחי את בעל הדברי, אינת חי את בעל הדברי. לאחר יוש מה. זה דגמור רבי יחלון אמר חי ורישלוקיש אמר פוטו. רבי יחלון אמר חי ורישלוקיש אמר פוטו. רבי יחלון אמר חי חיוב בין לפני יוש בין לאחר יוש. חיוב בין לפני יוש בין לאחר יוש. רישלוקיש אמר פוטו חיוב לפני יוש. אבל אחרי יוש קונו שלא יהיו תיבח שלא יהיו מייחים. כמו שאתה יודע לגמור. One of the Bible was מייאש and then he made דביחה במחירה. רבי יחנון הוד יחי, חיוב אז בין לפני יוש בין לאחר יוש, יוש אז אינה קוינה, רישלוקיש אז יוש קוינה, ומאלה שלא יהיו תיבח שלא יהיו מייחה. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. So in different words, if you put down דברי הגמרא, לא שתהיה in the Gemara, רבי יחנן הולד יוש אין הכהנה סבל רבי יחנן הולד יוש אין הכהנה ומילא, even if you sell it after יוש it belongs to the בעלים yet ומילא יחייב דלת ואי ומילא, if you תבח, יחייב יש לא כשאול יוש כהנה שלא יהיו תבח, שלא יהיו מייך this is the Gemara so we start with a kleiner ore, בפשט but I think because פשט it's a great ore We learned the sugya, we're learning the rubbish in that same one happened, Yush koine, Yush eine koine, back and forth the whole sugya, Yush koine, Yush eine koine, Yush koine, noch einmal machlekes. We finished that sugya, we started a new sugya, the tviche ve mechire from Dalet ve Hei. Now we have a simple machlekes, Rabbi Yechlin ve Rishlokish, if Yush is koine, Yush is not koine. Why it fell in the middle of the whole sugya of Dalet ve Hei? This is Megiat Samachzayin Amud Alef. Omar Ule, Minayin Le Yush Ein HaKoyne. Say, Rabbi Yechanan holds like Ule. Rish Lakish doesn't hold like Ule. Rabbi Yechanan holds Ein HaKoyne. B'meil Dalet Vehei could be even after Yush. Rish Lakish holds Yush Koyne. Shaloyu Tevach, Shaloyu Meicha. And to show you that it's so endless that this is the Tzulat Advar in the Pashtus, there's a whole thesis here. Dibur Amas, Rabbi Yechanan Sobar, Ben Lifne Yush, Ben Le'acha Yush, Tezis tries to figure out the halacha if Yush koine, Yush is eina koine. Tezis, if kaim lan kirabe, Yush kedi koine, kaim lan kirabe yechanan, Yush is not koine. How to paskin? Take it, this is the last machlekes if Yush is koine or not. Tezis tries to figure out, if halacha kirabe yechanan, halacha kirabe yishlokish. And the chura, the place of the sugi is shalabi mekoipa. We finish with the sugi of Yush koine. That's a good vapur. That's a good shavit to do. לכאורה, דיס גמורה דחצח, אז המוקר נאמון, המוקר נאמון, ששיטס רבנו תם. דחצח, דיס גמורה, אז המוקר נאמון, ששיטס רבנו תם. What is שיטס רבנו תם? We mentioned the last שיעורים, that רבנו פרץ brings down בשם רבנו תם, חש בנסידיש נוגע איסטר, that רבנו תם learned בדס אולה, and the das Rabbi Yochanan that Yush is koine avada the ganav doesn't have to give it back after Yush Yush is koine the ganav doesn't have to give it back to the Baalim well Yush is koine he doesn't have to give it back to the Baalim even so halt Rabbi Yochanan you write that Yush koine aber if you meicher it you chayev dalet vehei Even that Yush koine, was he heist nishtarish bechet, even after Yush koine, does he give in shittas Rabbeinu Tam? Does he give in shittas Rabbeinu Tam? That even after Yush koine, if you sell it, you chayev dalet vehei. Does he give in shittas Rabbeinu Tam? So when I'm chudish dike shite, Taisus said that he can design as a tzad, but Taisus was poshut fakel, that if Yush koine, it means it's his, and it's not dalet vehei. aber Rabbi Nutam lernt bedarf, Rabbi Yechon lernt bedarf, Ule, der Yush ist keine Legabe, kol hat er Kula, und wenn alles Züge says, Yush, eine Koine, doesn't mean eine Koine, that it's not his, it's his, and even so is Chayef Dalet Vehe. Weil das ist gewinnt, steht auf Rabbi Nutam, also Rabbi Nutperet said, Bishem Rabbi Nutam. What was the Mokke? Lechur et Fis. Gzer et Akosu. The Mokroi, bein Lifne Yush, bein Leachar Yush. Ich muss mir mal an den Zeug. ומוכרי בין לפני יושב ועזה דרוש רבי יחנן לב ומילא זה סוגי תק הזמן הסוגי ויוש כהנה יוש אין הכהנה זה תק הסוגי הבדל ואי לאחר יוש מי הוא לא עד יוש כהנה אבל לאחר יוש מי רבי יחנן אמר חייב איבן עד יוש כהנה לא בא 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 ראה שטייסת עוזר לזה רבי נתן Rabbeinu Tam, we're going now looking at him as Rabbeinu Tam. But Taisus himself doesn't learn like that. Taisus is chalik in Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus is also chalik in Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam, remember we mentioned them, and Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz later on, and that's some achas, will be Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a mokum nemo, but this is the pashas and gemorah for Rabbeinu Tam. About the Yush is kind of because of the Rekula. We're not handling that too, you know. Now we're handling Legabi Dalet Vehei. Le'achar Yush Ma'ai. Yichayim Dalet Vehei after Yush or not? Yichayim or you're not Chayim? Rabbi Yechon and Amar Yichayim. Rish Lakish, how do you put it? Why? I kind of. So Rabbi Natan, Gzeres HaKosuf. That Yichayim even so. So Gzeres HaKosuf, that Yichayim even so. Tak ze geschmack mit duk de kloshna gemor esa bitte zavron shtaz an de shtekel iz mit dak kloshna gemor ze geschmack rabbi ichnon amar khayef khiyub ben lifne yosh ben laachar yosh shlo ki shoma potel khiyub lifne yosh aber laachar yosh lo yitva shlo yom yoch what is the sarikh es in de gemor rabbi ichnon amar khayef khiyub ben lifne yosh ben laachar yosh rabbi ichnon says khayef yosh not kaine finish why rabbi ichnon has to repeat his lashon Chiyuve bein lifnei Yehush, bein leachar Yehush. Terus says, this is the nusach from Rabbeinu Tam. Gzera sakosu ve-mochroi, bein lifnei Yehush, bein leachar Yehush. This is the chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam. So lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's like a zera gishmak. Zera gishmak, the gemore. It's like a sugi here that was claiming Rabbi Yehush, and Rishlokes. You have to remember, the pashtes advorim, Rabbi Yehush, Yehush is not koine, Rishlok is also koine, and fartik. Rabbeinu Tam lin pshat, kula anu meire bekola tiri kula yush is koine, as a machlekes, if it's koine, koine and ganzen, mel yinat chayev dalet vehei, or it's koine, aber legabe dalet vehei, it's not koine. Like man, it's like it was meire. In Rashi, taki steht nisht an zei. Was meinich in Rashi steht nisht an zei? Rashi bepasht es lindig Rabbeinu Tam. You learn do the sugi and samach zayin and mudalef, the whole faceless, in the shita mekubetzes, the shita mekubetzes, allemal zog, that shita srashi is gilin azei ve Rabbeinu Tam. And then Rashi here, I think, is meduk the gzeir shtark, the lake Rabbeinu Tam. Look in Rashi, debo amaschi la'achar yosh mai, mis vire le yosh grei de koni kerav, ve shelo yoteveach omeche, o yedir me yosh le koni, ve kol sheken de la'achar yosh mechayev. O yedir me yosh le koni, ve kol sheken de la'achar yosh mechayev, ze anu maiso. Not such a kol sheken. Fakir, la'achar yosh pashas et koni. Chidush of Rabbeinu Tam, Ali ben Rabbi Yechon, that even so, Yechayev Dalet Vehei. Rashi is mashma that Rabbi Yechon and Poshish doesn't hold from Yehush Koli Bichlal. Mele kol shiken at Yechayev Laachar Yehush. So this Rashi is nishmashma that. So, or. Aber lama zan begimor. Eins me Rabbi Yechon le Rishlokish. Reik Rabbi Yechon le Rishlokish, you hold that Yehush Koine. In Gansen. Gona vehigdish. Ve'achar kach tovach. משלם תשלומי כפל והנה משלם תשלומי ארבע וחמישה so let me then first the beginning of the price ונוח them again in a way איסר רבי יחנן לרישלוקש גונה והקדיש ואחר כך טובח משלם תשלומי כפל והנה משלם תשלומי ארבע וחמישה why? when you sold it you're a ganev you pay כפל then you're a magdish it doesn't belong to the bailim the male you put on the dalet והי you only chayev on the כפל before the cash was the but that's not in price lama zan al rashi is mazbud is price gona ve higdish mishalem kefel zat rashi la bailim so we were married yesterday pshita la bailim to who else is the options to pay about do you pay to the bailim eina ora be rashi no one stows on it but so Zeide mishalom dalet vehei. Why you don't pay dalet vehei? Zok rashi do ki tovach de hegdesh tovach. Ve re'ei hu amar achmon yishalom shnayim le'ei hu ve'lei le'hegdesh. The kavan the patri mikayfel sule mechaya betzvicha bemechira betashlu me'arbo vechamisha amar achmone ve'lo shloish ve'arbo ve'chimad leskayfel minayu av leshloish ve'arbo. So what's that in Braise? The person steals the animal and he's magdishes, he pays kayfel to the bali for the stealing, but then if he shechtes after the hegdesh, well, after the hegdesh, it doesn't belong to the bailim anymore. So it's potter. And why it doesn't pay hegdesh? Because re'ei yom arachmona v'lo hegdesh. Now, if we read good the Rashi, Rashi states this: you steal the animal, pay kefil to the bailim. Now it's hegdesh, or it's bailim. Hegdesh, why you don't pay? Like Rashi, because re'ei yom arachmona v'lo hegdesh. Now, if you look good in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that re'ei says that you potter from everything in hegdesh. Re'eyu only passes you to pay kefil from Hegdesh. But after you be potter from kefil from Hegdesh, the melee you don't pay dalet ve'hei because arbo bechamisha amar achmone ve'lo shloisha ve'arbo. But the re'eyu doesn't patter from the whole dalet ve'hei. The re'eyu only patters from the kefil. If it's no kefil, the trash is no dalet ve'hei. So melee you pay kefil to the bailim, and the Hegdesh you potter because if it's no kefil, it's no dalet ve'hei. Think that in Yeshua are two stark kashas. One cash is, you never stole it from Hegdesh. You stole it from the Bailim. You were Teveach by Hegdesh. But you never stole from Hegdesh. So anyway, you don't have to pay kefil to the Hegdesh. When I stole it from the Hegdesh? I stole from Hegdesh. I stole from the Bailim. Then I shech. You want to be mechayev me, you could be mechayev me, the Gimel V'dalet as the Shrite. But as the kefil, I anyway never stole it from Hegdesh. If I never stole it from Hegdesh, so I'm not going to pay kefil to Hegdesh anyway. I never stole it from them. Maybe you stand it to be chayv and a shchita on a meisig neve. But not as long as you could be chayv and a shchita on a meisig neve. But the kefil I'm for sure potter. Because I never stole it from them. Even potter on the kefil anyway. So Rashi has to say, I'm potter on the kefil anyway. Because I never stole it. So what I will pay? Gimel v'dalet? To who? To Hegdesh? Dalet v'hei amar achmone. And not Gimel v'dalet? Rashi said, pay Hegdesh for the shchita. Said Rashi, you know why I don't pay? Because Re'eh you took off the first two, I don't pay three. I was never chayim the first two to Hegdesh. I never stole it from them. By the Hegdesh I only did the shchita. I never made a ma'asik neve. It's a pellet that was a tati mechayim on a shchita on a ma'asik neve. But Rashi had to answer, no, you can't be chayim on a shchita on a ma'asik neve. Because you need a kefil. Why Rashi has to say that I'm potter on the kefil because Re'eyu Amar Rachmone? Even when Adam used to Re'eyu, I never stole it from Hegdesh. What do you answer? Why, I'm asking why Rashi has to say Re'eyu, say that I never stole it from Hegdesh. What does it say? I'm asking why Rashi has to say Re'eyu. I'm saying a better p'tur. What are you asking? You're asking why Rashi has to say it? Why Rashi can't say what the Yeshua says? And I'm not chayv to Hegdesh because I never thought of an Hegdesh. Why Rashi had to say it? And they played the Yeshua. That's his aim, Kasha. Later Kasha played the Yeshua. You're right. You don't chayv kefil to Hegdesh because Re'ei Yom HaRachmona V'lo Yishar Shel Hegdesh. You only chayv Gimel V'dalet to Hegdesh. But you chayv to the Bailim to the Gneve. So altogether you have to pay five. Two to the Baalim and three to Hegdesh. So what is the problem that Arbo v'chamisha amar rachmone v'lo gimel v'dalet, take the gimel v'dalet from Hegdesh plus the shtayim from Re'eyu from the Hedyot, altogether you have five? Altogether you have five? And therefore you don't know Yeshua. So why the Rashi says that in Shtokin Arbo v'chamisha? Because you potter from the two as Re'eyu, because you're Metzarev. You have the three from Ganev and the two from Re'eyu. Shmeli, you have five. So Chidush said you could be Metzarev such as Zah. So Rabbi Kivegan Ksuda says you could be Metzarev. Maybe Batra Abim Mazda Mu, why Taki you could be Metzarev. And they break the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. That's the Pnei Yeshua inside. And they break the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Rashi Enechnami doesn't mean it. Rashi means to say that it's a gzeres akosu that when you shechten by Hegdesh, you don't pay dalet v'hei. Why? Because normally you cannot pay Dalet Vehei Behegdesh, because normally is a mute of Reyu and the Kefir, and the Nele is no Gimel the Dalet. So already we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said the Parsha from Dalet Vehei and Hegdesh. And that's what Meishu. And I had Drosher, Chatzel Abramsky, and Chazel Yecheskel, so she can make some more Drosher out of it. But that's a mute, that's a Drosher. Aber lulle dibret mir Yeshua le chaure was mir darf sagen do psha darf sagen do psha also beetzem fünf da noch et puet rabbi seinu dem remotion simen man beetzem geis durch de ganze Indie da samach also da noch et mir Yeshua da ikubi mitzaref tschwi vom Hegrisch und tu vom de Beili is a schwere anoch we don't mitzaref you have to have five vom Hegrisch for five to the Bailim, you don't pay two to him and three to him, and it's called Arba V'Chamish. Okay, this is not Noche Pshuta, that this is Chidushim, the Daf Nishgein Hazeh. What? L'chura de Leikir Rav Kivei Eger. L'chura de Ashver Hazach. Aber Mdav Zogin Hazeh. Is a Gmore and Ksuvah, sadly, is a Gmore and Ksuvah, we learn the Gmore, Vaf Lame Dalad Amud Beis. A person steals in Shabbos, and shechtens in Shabbos, steals in the way of Kimmel the Rabbi Menei. He's Moiti the Kehel from the Shusa Bailin. He's in Michal Shabbos. And then he Shechtens in Shabbos. He's Potsu from Kefel. Potsu from Dalet Vehei. Kimmel the Rabbi Menei. So Gonav the son of the Shabbos, Potsu. Zog the Ritvo. Gonav the Shabbos, the Tovach Bechoil. Gonav the Shabbos, the Tovach Bechoil. Zog the Ritvo. Gonav the Shabbos, the Tovach Bechoil. You pay Dalet Vehei. For the Tzviche. Aye, the Gneva you put on at Kimle with the Rabbi Minei. So how you can pay for the Tzviche? It's only Shlesha ve'arbo. Again, you stole on Shabbos at Kimle with the Rabbi Minei, you made a Tzviche in the weekday. L'chur, if you're not chayav on the Gneva, you're not chayav on the Dalet Vehei. Because in Enkan Gneva, Enkan Tzviche ve'mechire, because Arbo ve'chamisha ma'rachmane, ולא Shlesha ve'arbo. Zog the Ritvo. Zog the Ritvo. The Maise Tzviche on Sunday is a new Maise Gneve. And while it's a new Maise Gneve, you chayav on the Tzviche Kefel, mi Dalet Vehei. It's a new Maise Gneve. The Tzviche is a new Maise Gneve. And while it's a new Maise Gneve, and that new Maise Gneve, you chayav Dalet Vehei mit Kefel. Aber Azei, mi Gazor Nimshat. This person stole the cow. Now he was Magdish. So he's chayav in the Bayim Kefil for the stole. Now it's Kodesh, Shechta. Rashi wanted that that Shechita will be a Gneve with a Dalet Vehei. And he will pay Kefil with Dalet Vehei for Shechting the Kodesh Dike Behei. Look in the Braise. Gona v'Higdish. Mesham Tashnu Mekefil v'Eina Mesham Tashnu Ma'abo v'Chamisho. Rashi had a problem. You're right that the Bayim is out. I was Magdish. But now I went and I shechted. Shechita is a new Maisa Gneve. Let me tchayav on the new Maisa Gneve. Kefil with Dalet Vehei. It's an Hegdash. I'll pay the Bailim Kefil for his Gneve. Now it's Hegdash. And now I stole it from Hegdash. And I will pay Kefil with Dalet Vehei to Hegdash. This was bothering Rashi. And for Rashi, Doki Tovach, the Hegdash Tovach. V're'eyu amar achmona yishalem shnayim l're'eyu v'keifel de patre mi keifel for the new gneve is part of un keifel sula mechaya betzvich v'mechire tashlu me'arbo v'chamish amar achmona v'leshloisho v'arbo dainu, for the bailim is keifel and finish. Not that if Yeshua understand that Rashi wanted to put them together and also the bailim keifel and this is it, it's not his anymore. Now it's hegdash. Now it's a new meis gneve of tzviche and that new meis gneve of tzviche is mechaya. It's like Rashi, yeah? Aber waar van Reiju hij potte van de kevel, so in één kevel één Dalet Vehei, so the second meis ik nee, werd potte van gans. What? So what? So what? You stole it away. You stole it from him and you shechten. I'm asking one second. When I steal from you and then I shechten, I will not pay twice. I can't steal it twice from you. But when I steal it and I magdish, I stole it from you. I ask you a shayla. I steal them kind of a shinu, and then I give it to a present to someone, and I steal it again. How much I pay? And then I give it again, and I steal it. I give it, I steal it. So for every present, after I give it, it becomes this. When I steal, I pay again. I stole from you, I have to pay you cash. I gave it to English. Yiddish machine in the shoes became the English. Now I'm sure. I pay again? And then the Imre Moshe wants to see a pshat. What is Gishmak in this pshat? The first Rashi. Gronam Meshalem Kefer is at Rashi Lebailim. Why Rashi has to remind us Lebailim? Because this person Be'ezim is a Ganev also from Egdash soon. So Rashi, yeah. Don't think Kefer to everyone and it's only a Ptuf and Dalet Ve'eri. Kefer is taki only for the first Bailim. For the second Gneva is no Kefer Bichlam. So the Gishmak with Rashi says, go Lebailim. I mean. Now, this is the Imre Moshe's Cheshbon. The Imre Moshe's Kedaita is that in the beginning, Aber Mechure, and the Derech that we are learning, Merube, look, nochmal, the Imre Moshe Weisses and Abkiveger didn't learn like we're learning in that Chelek. Aber the way that we are learning, Merube, the last three Monaten, we learn like we were Mekabel from Reb Chaim, and the Beskerov, and Rambel Soloveitchik, that avade gneve to shecht an animal is not a meisa gneve. If I throw a stone on your window and I break your window in your house, I'm a ganev or I'm a mazik? I'm a mazik. To be a ganev, I have to take. We're in shechita as a meisa gneve. We explain it's a hemshech from yene meisa gneve. Right? Tavu v'shati is a hemshech from yene meisa gneve. And even though the first gneve was in Shabbos, we said kind of the rabbinah is not mamish p'tur, so the gneve is a hemshech, the tvicha is a hemshech, but mazbus is ain great and it's a gneve. This was the whole red that we spoke duch and duch. But here you want me to be chayev to hegdash. To hegdash I only shechtme, I never stole from hegdash. There we said I stole from you in Shabbos and I shechtme in a weekday. So we look at it like one meisa gneve, and I'm chayav on the shchita, a hemshech from yene meisa gneve. You could say a shchita is a meisa gneve. But here, I stole from the bailim, and now I was magdish. The bailim is finished. Now you want to be chayav me on the shchita, as a new meisa gneve. The new meisa gneve have shchita from the hekdash? Zer zok as it is a meisa gneve. The information I'm giving you, mashma, they understand that it's mamash a new meisa gneve. No shaykhis. They take a bring a ride, the Tav Shafi is a new Meisig Neve. This is the whole Reb Chaim. The Tav Shafi is not a new Meisig Neve. It's a Hemshech from Yere Meisig. This is the whole Reb Chaim of Tav Shafi. This is the whole Rebbe we spoke then. Spirit, in the Ramle, it's one Meisig Neve, not one Meisig Neve. Everything has to be Hemshech to Yere Meisig Neve. So if it's the same person, I'm a Ganev by you, then I'm Shecht in by you. And here it's one story. But if by you it's finished, now you want me to Chaim, you have some new Neve from Hemshech. From Hemshech, I never stole it. It was in my house the whole time. I gave it to Hegdash. I stole it. It's in my house with the guys that got it for Hegdash. I'm giving it to Hegdash. I'm the best of men. I'm a magic now. I have a... So we explained that the Meisig Neve started yesterday. Even as the king of the Rav Minei, we said it was Leis Avid HaChoymer, says your Meisig Neve. This is the whole red. So here's Hegdash. From Hegdash I didn't steal. I stole from him. Yenem Meisig Neve could walk into Hegdash. How you could be mitzarev the Gneve from Reuven to make me a Ganev from Shimon with a Meisig Shvire? When I'm stealing it from you, so we say the fact that it's by me, it's Golov. And then when I break it, I'm finishing the Gneve, more out, it's finishing. This is what I could hear. But if I stole it from you and I magnish it, and then I'm shechtening it, the Chur has no way. The guy said, "The man should have to be stoned." There's no Meisig Neve here, Michlal. I will stay in Tzarichim. The Dafka will not matter. I will stay in Tzarichim. I saw Reb David Cohen from Chevron. Elva Zogin Ateret. It's white, but I will say it only by Remes. Says the Maskana say Gemara the Bailim was Magdishet, right? Magdishet Bailim. So the Ephraim, the Bailim Vaiter wants it to be Hegdash. So I stole it from the Bailim, and now his Kolben I take away from Hegdash. So you could be Mitzar of the Meisig Neve. Because the Bailim tried to take it back and to put it in Hegdash, and I'm Vaiter grabbing it from the Hegdash that the Bailim is trying. What? Repetit Lakish. So Rashi wanted to say to Abshad, I will fit evil if it's a Maskore. I said, no. פשוט, לא, אני חייב לי, דין את הקונדו, אני בכלל נשכן גאנה, ורעד הרעש את דין את הספיק מה הספוטו את ההקדש. ההקדש הספוטו בקז את גורניש. He just cut it. He's not my neighbor. But by the mascot, we will talk that the Gdish is gone. By the... No, but Rashi doesn't have a problem with it. Right? I said, he's not going to give you a blood and but I'm saying, he has a plan. As can't say, the mascot, though, אז זה למסקולה בהקדיש של ביילים, so could be then I could hear how he could be מצרף. I'm not sure בעצם, we never explain again now, what is this המשך, that the מייסה שבירה, מייסה צביחה, is the המשך של ינה מייסה גנבה. But the fact is, I'm finishing, I stole it and I'm spoiling it, it's a המשך. So if the ביילים is מגדיש, you could look at it like a המשך. But if I'm מגדיש, and now I'm starting to check the new הקדיש that I did, I don't feel mocking to the information stated though.
About give
some of the same thing. Love. If we're learning like Reb Chaim, we're learning that Zvicha is no shaykhus to Meisa Gneve. I can tell you, some people learn, they don't know Reb Chaim, they learn Ksuvah Balabatish, and they learn that Gneve is harder to steal, or if you shecht an animal, is a new kind of Meisa Gneve, without understanding. They don't have a problem, they can learn the emotion very good. They learn that Zwicha is a new Meister Gneve. When you learn Balabatish, as if you learn Ritva on Reb Chaim and Stenzel, yeah, state in Ritva, Zwicha is a Meister Gneve. Take the Rashba dog and take a trek the kasha, and the Rashba says that the Zwicha is given that it's only the Chatzeroi, and it's going to be Chosser. It's not kasha. But I'm saying, see now that starts again. Yeah, state in Ritva and Ksubas, Zwicha is a new Meister Gneve. Zwicha is a new Meister Gneve, what happened? Zvicha is a new Meister Gneve. And if that is the pshat, so we could say the Ramosha very easily in Rashi. But we can't learn as the Gans Merube, we're saying the whole time, Zvicha is not a Meister Gneve. Tava Vishasi is not a Meister Gneve. Again, when we saw the Ktsoit, with Mashma, it's a new Meister Gneve. He called it the Gneve Acharaganet. Maybe not Meister Gneve. I'm saying, the Ktsoit learned Pashas is not a Hemshah. The reason the Ktsoit asked the Kasha, Tava Vishasi, it's Gneve Acharaganet. Going to Minaganev, then see this class. I go to Minaganev, Tava Vishasya. I'm asking, Rabbi Seinu, Akadmonim didn't learn that it's a Hemshech from Yana Maisa Gneve. And if you see the Pashtas, they learn the Ritva, it's Masha, it's a new Maisa Gneve. I'm asking, it's a new Maisa Gneve, as there is a Pashtas. As there is a Pashtas, and it's a new Maisa Gneve. I'm saying, if you don't want to learn like that, and this is the way we learn the ganze Zeit, as in Ishtazay, that it's not a new Meister Gneve, it's a Hemshech when you're a Meister Gneve, the way we're learning Meruva, that's all right. The Moshe doesn't, it's not from a Shubat, even if he breaks this Reb Chaim. He could say, Tzvicha is a new Meister Gneve, Tavad Vashas is a new Meister Gneve, and Vardik, Shidah is a Musak and Vardik. Mele the Rashi does a Geshmak, but Meyushu is Meyushu. Just saying, if you want to put the Zachen zusammen, and you learn Meruva, it doesn't go together. Doesn't go together. Let me get back to it. So let me send the kasha itself from Rabbi Echon to Rish Lokish. So it's the Rabbi Echon to Rish Lokish, gone as the Higdish Vachakach, so that Mishalem Tashkum Ekeifel, Veilu Mishalem Tashkum Arbo Vecham. Eima, when he was Magdish, Ilei Melifne Yush, Mi Kodosh, Ish Ki Yagdish is Beisoy Kodosh Ava Rachmone, Ma Beisoy Shaloi, Af Kol Shaloi, the Ganev cannot be Magdish. The Ganev cannot be Magdish. Ma Beisoy Shaloi, Af Kol Shaloi. לא סתם, הוא אומר, רב אלחום, אתה כפרק נוסם כבד שיעורים, עם קידושים, אוס ממבי חס, ממבי חס. Why you have to have a פסוק that the ganav can ish magdish them? But as a tzad of a person can be magdish a chayfet that doesn't belong to him? But I need a פסוק that I can be magdish a chayfet that doesn't belong to him? But it's not his. How you can be magdish it? You have a פסוק of that? So, and therefore, רב אלחום. אז זה פעמים נכון, אבל זה הרבה לפוסק כזה. אבל זה הרבה לפוסק כזה. So under זאת, אם זה גבר עשר כדאי תוך בלגן אבות קניון אגזיילה, we said, and בעצם it's his. לא, אתה זה אישי, could be, is a diamond to be magnish. But קניון אגזיילה, we said. So the אישי goes off, it belongs to him. So now the גן אבות קניון אגזיילה, זה גבר עשר כדאי תוך, that it's strong enough that it could be magnish. But the sense, אין רגבייס, אין רגבייס, אין רגבייס, אין רגבייס, אין Taisim Kiddushin, that nun beis, the Teich HaDvorim, Taisim says,
די מיסה דער רב יחל קומאַשמל און דיין אַ ניקזל יאָך לאגניש, דאָ איז איינער בירשוסן. אבל בגזלן לק שום חידוש. אז תהיה תהיה כאן אנחנו נעמי ורבי יחלון בין דדרוש זה לפי שאינו שלוי וזה לפי שאינו ברשוסוי מה בייסי שלוי, מה בייסי ברשוסוי או דסוג איזה דרוש של אינו רב זה כתסס דעיקר דרוש איזה דביילים כנעד במקדיש וזה אינו ברשוסוי אבל דה פרסן דה גרנס כנעד במקדיש כזה אינו שלוי זה פשט, אנחנו שם רבי יחלון זה סבור פשוט אותה, אתה כניש כאן חידוש אבל מכל זאת כזה דגמר עושה דה גרנס כנעד במקדיש אלו פשיט אלה אחר יוש הם בגען הזמגדי שנצחה על יוש ושיני רשוס ותאי מדי הגדיש הוא דהיינה משל את השלימה בו וחמישה וכי כתובך בהגדיש כתובך אבל לא הגדיש תובך משל את השלימה בו וחמישה ואיס על כדאי תוכי שלוק יש לי קיו ואת יוש כהנן גם המים משלם שלא יהיו תיווח שלא יהיו מייכר אבל מה הסכיר שהגדישו בי לביאת גן סיבר זה תרד סיבור זה קשה סבור זה קרה שפרק זה גמור, זה גמור עושה, that why he's not חייב דעת כזה, it's קודש. מה שאומר, אז it's קודש, הוא not בחייב, הוא בחייב דעת, היי. על כך הוא מרד נוח יוש, because before יוש זה היגדש is not חייב. אז מרד נוח יוש, לכו את הביילים דזיין, בגלל זה בפות עם דעת, even before the היגדש, because יוש קוינה. זה ראה איפה, מי יוש זה אינה קוינה. עוד דם, how the ביילים could be מייגדש. מוזר זה מרד נוח יוש, יוש קוינה, זה ראה יוש אינה קוינה. זה מן זאת לגמור, מה הסכינן, שהקדישו בי לביאת גן. סבאו נותי לטלס מן לגמור. So if הוא מטמצס דיס גמור, סבאו שתהייתם לגמור, עושים פה קשה. יהיו עוד יוש, תהיינה, חברה היה אז נשת. בסדר, כי סתיר, אני מאגדיש, יפות עמדר זה, מה שאני יודעת כי היא מאגדיש. כינת מאגדיש, יחייך, ולאו כוח הוא מרדע ביוש, כזאת אב יוש, היא כאן במאגדיש, זה ראה, יוש אינה כהיינה. ואת בסדר, הקדישו בי לי, תהכי אינה חנמי, מרד דבר יוש, לגלת כאן במקדיש, זה בא לי עם במקדיש. תספס, דף סמחזיין, זה לא אחרי שהוא תנסיד את זה. זה היא ויכתי. אבל את כדאי לסי, look at תספס סמחזיין עמוד א', the last two lines in תספס סמחזיין עמוד א'. ואז רבה, the first line doesn't make a difference, we'll read it inside. ואף על גא, ואז רבה, מגופה דברייסה וסייאת אלו אולה. דיוש קונה, כאילו היה רפות את הדבר. מגוף את הברייסה, the same ברייסה we have by us, אבל סייאת אלו, the EU שקוני, כאילו היה לי שנה מפות ומדלת ואין, שלא יהיו תווח, שלא יהיו מייכר, כדי פורס מלא לקמון רבי איכן, או לריש לוקיש, ואומר יהיו שקוני. From that ברייסה, we see, תייסס, תגמור את קשה. ואז רבה, תאימד, אלו יפורך מלא לרב יהודה, the colleague, הוסו מעולה וסובה ביוש כדי יהיה ביוש ולקל שנוי כדי משעני לקמון לריש לוקיש כאין שהקדישו ביילים בין גנת ואם כן, מה יפור יחוסם לאו לקורס מה יביא זה מסחייב כל שפת, דרוי לפסח רול מויד כאין מי שהקדישו ביילים חודש שגן הרעי צד החשבון, אבל מגדנק, אבל מגדנק ניש אבל תאיתו to say that this קשה בעצם is not only שוור לבי איכלן תריש לוקיש it's a קשה to everyone in the world that holds that יוש is קוינה from this bright is more that יוש is not קוינה And the Gemara answers, Shigdisha Bailim. So Taisus, this Taisus doesn't fit with a few different mandalas. So there are some in different words, Taisus says, this Kash is a good Kash. That in Braisa is Mucha, that Yerush Eine Koine, because if Yerush is Koine, you have to be puzzled out there even before the Akdosha. And the Taisus of the Gemara doesn't stim with Alamo. So we need really a different Taisus. So Taki Rabbi Nutami Koyach that, Taki says, it's hold shot. What's going to see this? Shin Nun Gimel Sif Gimel Achish. I want to hear good the Nesivis. The Dibra Nesivis is Kshatron, it's a great Pesach Do, to understand the Sifis. The Nesivis says like this. He has a Shein Eteret and the Gemara is Kasha. The Gemara is Kasha by us. We're asking a Kasha again. Remember the Braise. State in Braise that if you stole then you Magdish you put it from Dalet Veis. Like the Gemara, as Meredo Beyush, even before I was Magdish I had to put it from Dalet Veis, because שלא יהיו תיבח, שלא יהיו מייכה. לא גנסי ואתה have a plan. למנדו אמר יוש כדי קוני. מה צריך אני גוד? יוש כדי קוני? למנדו אמר יוש כדי קוני. חייג גנסי ואתה זה. תאיס נסלד אין דף המחטף. הסופק, if it has to be in his רשוס, to be קוני or not. תאיס נסלד אין דף המחטף, עמודה לדיבו, עמאס ולכל שלוקטו, has a סופק, ולמד אומר יוש כדי קוני וחייפץ has to be in his רשוס to be קוני or not there's a sudden place that even if יוש כדי קוני it has to be in his רשוס if it's not in his reshus, Yush Kedi is not koine. Right? So we have a suffix. If Yush Kedi koine, it has to be in his reshus to be koine, but it doesn't have to be in his reshus to be koine. Suffix in Tesis. Yush Kedi koine, it has to be in his reshus or not. Something is serious as well. Hell Sachem. I have a teretz. Gona vehigdish yipoto from Dalet Vehe. He asked me why I have to be magdishes. Even without magdishes, let me be part of the Dalet Vehe after the Yush, because Yush Kedi koine, Shalayu Teveach, Shalayu Meicha. So the Nesivis, I have a plan. The Baili was Meyash already, but the Chepetz was not Birshusam. The Baili was Meyash, but the Chepetz was not Birshusam. The Chepetz was not Birshusam. Sorry. The Baili was Meyash, and the Chepetz was not Birshus Deganet. The Baili was Meyash, but the Chepetz was not Birshus Deganet. So the Ganav was not Zeicha and the Chepetz here. Since the Ganav was not Zeicha and the Chepetz here, it's Chayev Dalet Vehe. So we're talking after Yush. Oh, but the Ganav is not Zeicha and the Chepetz. Why the Ganav is not Zeicha and the Chepetz? Well, the Chepetz is not Birshusay. And if the Chepetz is not Birshusay, Taisa says in Samachtes, it's not Zeicha. And to add on, Shitas and Nesivis is, that calls man someone else is not Zeicha be Yush, the life to choose the Baili. Yush is only a right to take it out of the Baili. But because man, the other person is not Zeiche, it stays to choose the Baili. So you're going to see this, I have as that plan. The Braise red noch Yush. He asked me, as me red noch Yush, be potu von Dalet Vehe, because Shaloyu Tevech, Shaloyu Meiche, the Torah says, the Baili, the Ganev was never Zeiche yet, because it's Eina B'Shusha, Shalai Ganev. The Ganev will only be Zeicha if it will be Birshus Yishel Ganev. But if it's not Birshus Yishel Ganev, the Ganev will not be Zeicha. Even so, Zog Ben Nesivis, but if the Ganev is Magdishik, Yush Mishini Rishus is Koine, and then it doesn't have to be Birshus Yishel. This is the Chirush of the Nesivis. It's been a gap in the Hemshech HaSugis. Zogam Anochab. So the Chirush of the Nesivis is the following. That the Etzem, for Yush Mishini Rishus, it doesn't have to be Birshus Yishel. So that great Kenyan, you koine even if it's not Birshusa. But if a huge, great koine, you only koine if it's Birshusa. Huge, great koine, you only koine if it's Birshusa. So now you only koine if it's Birshusa. Huge, great koine, you only koine if it's Birshusa. So we have a plan for the prices of the Nesivis. We'll be talking Le'achar Yush. It's Eine Birshusa Shel Ganef. The male, if it's Tovach, it's Chayef Dalet Vehe. If it's Tovach, it's Chayef Dalet Vehe. Although he could be Magdishe, because then it would be Yush, Vashim Yishus. The male, the Gemara could never ask a Kasha, no Manda Omar of Yush Koine. Even the Manda Omar Yush Koine, Chabaitse, how to learn the Braise. I could learn Yush Koine. And even so, I have a Eitse, how to learn the Braise. But the Chayfet was not the Shusha Ganev. So even that Yush is Koine, the Ganev never came a Bailin. Without the Ganav never became a Bailim, the Mele, if it's Sheikhet, the Bailim is Sheikhet, Filochit could be Magdishet. Shein the plan? We're not asking. Why the Gemara didn't ask with the Alam and the Omrim? Because they could answer, it's not supposed to tell, it's shot in the Braise. Anyway, we're answering the Gemara's Kasha. If we're answering the Gemara's Kasha, so why the Gemara didn't answer it, Zog Ben Nesivis? I'm answering the Gemara's Kasha. So why not to answer it? Zog Ben Nesivis. Because Rish Lakish holds, Nishtaka. Rish Lakish holds after Yush Yukoine, even if it's not Birshus Deganet. Rish Lakish holds that Yukoine is Miyah. What is the right that Rish Lakish holds like that? Look in the Lashon for Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish Amar Chiyuv Lifnei Yehush Aber Le'achar Yehush Kono Shelo Yutevach Shelo Yumoicha. Not true. Le'achar Yehush only if it's Birshusa. Why Rish Lakish said that Mikenish Treffen Ha'echetimtze Sinish Bimoyut. There's no Echetimtze in the world that after Yehush you'll be Chayev Dalet Vehe. I could have Echetimtze Le'achar Yehush to be Chayev Dalet Vehe and Echetimtze that it's not Birshus Degan. That's the chesed for the Nesivis. צנח בו. בפור זאת את הדין גרעי. סבור את הנסיב הסלם. הנסיב הסלם כזה, יושקוני, אבל היה סבי ברשות הגנס. ומאלה, בעצם למה נאמר יושקוני, you can answer פשוט, are we talking about it's not ברשות הגנס, and it's חייב דלת ואי, because it's considered the Bible, and the נסיב הסלם שיתו, sorry, that יוש, כל זמן, you're not זויכת, belongs to the Bible, ומאלה יפוקו from דלת ואי. And ומאלה יחייב דלת ואי, because it belongs to the Bible. מה שאין כן, you could be magnishes. So the Gemara didn't answer like this, I live in the Rish Lakish. Why the Gemara didn't answer like this, I live in the Rish Lakish? Because in Rish Lakish is meduyek sake, as Rish Lakish held, that Yush is koyle alamol, even if it's not the Shusay. Because Rish Lakish gizok, as in Ish Gemara, there's no chetimta in the world to have Dalet Ve'ei after Yush. If we say that it's not the Shusay, if you don't have chetimta, why the Gemara says in Ish Tokin chetimta for Rish Lakish to have Dalet Ve'ei after Yush? As the Gemara gizok, as in Ish Gemara, why say it's from the Gemara, that if Rish Lakish you koyle miyad. Like Teisak didn't think about it. Teisak gibled in Shver and Samach Zayin, and Teisak later on had a Sofik, and he didn't bring a Raya from these Cheshboinim. That is the Cheshbon from the Nesim. So there is a Shtikel Ha'ore that I want to tell you. What comes out of the Nesim is Chidushkot? That the man, the Omer Yush Koine, has to take out the Chidush of the Nesim is in Shin and Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, the second part. What comes out of the Nesim? That the man, the Omer Yush Koine, and shalayu tevech shalayu moicha, but if the shas yush, it's in the street, that you are not zoicha, if you shecht it, you chayav dalet vehe, because it belongs to the Bailim. The sis of Shittosai, that calls my soul is not zoicha, belongs to the Bailim, the mele you chayav dalet vehe. So chutz of the cheshman that we have to find for the Gemara, that the Nesiles, this chidush. So the velto, nishiva ma'ire ra'ore, and the Nesiles. ומי חלטה כשמיש כנאור? מי חלטה זה נסיב את הסביוגר? וזהו, כאשר גילת מרבו שאל טיינת הטיינת, יחתכת לך לסניש כן כאשר. אבל לא מגיע עם דוח. אל טיינת הזה. היא לא זו אנדסטיין בנסיב. היא לא זו אנדסטיין בנסיב. בוא עושה את בנסיב. ולמנד אומר, יוש, כוי נה, אבל it's only to ברשו סוי. אבל if it's ברשו סוי רבי, מיונת כוי נה, זאת אומרת, בישכן, היא ביחה את זה, because it belongs to the Bible. If you have that, it belongs to the Bible. And that's what we're going to say. That's what I'm going to say. Let me give a minute to Yehush of Aveda. A person is Meyash and Aveda. The Fid and the Sivis, calls man someone didn't pick it up and wants to be Zeche, it belongs to the Bible. Right? So let me say, you walk in the street and you find Aveda and you don't want to be Zeche, and you pick it up and you don't want to be Zeche, it belongs to the Bible. You're walking in the street and you see a watch. The Bailim is Meyash. You don't want to be Zoich. You walk in the street and you break the watch. The Chavonah. You have to pay the Bailim money or not. I'm asking you a Shaila Mitzvah. You walk in the street and you find a watch. It belongs to the Bailim. It was Meyash already. If you want, you can pick it up and take it. No, you don't want to pick it up. You want to break it. You have to pay the Bailim money or not. You have to or not. Avadanish. Even that belongs to the Bailim. But for the same right that I could take it, I could break it. The same thing, the Bailim is Meyayesh. He lets me to take it. If he lets me to take it, he lets me to break it. What? I'm not taking it out of his shoes. But he lets me to take it out of his shoes. So he lets me to break it out of his shoes. The same thing, I have a right to be Zoicha in it, I'm allowed to destroy it. A chavis that I'm allowed to take to myself, I'm not allowed to destroy. A chavis that I'm allowed to take to myself, I'm not allowed to destroy. And he lets me to take it. So he lets me to destroy it. So I don't have to pay. Why would I take it, I don't have to pay for what I took? What's this? But I was asking from him. I'm allowed to break it also. The same I'm allowed to be... The same allowed to be Zoicha, it says me I'm allowed to... I'm only allowed to take my own thing, I'm not allowed to take someone else's thing. Why? Who's that Terry Gizok? He left me. So he left me. So the same says I could break it also. There's all the flaw. There's all the flaw. The Lama Shana, Mepashtet, it's a Mishibetet. We're acting under Mishibetet, even though it's not a Hefker yet. But with the same right that I'm allowed to be Zeich, I'm allowed to break it.
ich halte das gerade, das ist dein Teil, ich halte das Wort gerade ein glattes Wort. Was ist dein Teil? Aminut. One second, this is a Svarab Shuta. Now, if this is a Svarab Shuta, the main of us are going to see this. The Daili was Miyash, I was not Zorich again. The cow was in the street. And I shechted, I'm chayv da'ad ve'ay. How is it be chayv da'ad ve'ay? I'm allowed to take the animals to myself to be Zorich. I'll be chayv da'ad ve'ay. What's that going to see? Zayr the chayfet is not Bershus. The Ganev, so he was not Zorich yet. So he's chayv da'ad ve'ay. Why do I have to be If I have a right to be Zorich in this chayfet, it's not smart to say that I'll be chayv da'ad ve'ay. What is the smaller to say? I'll be chayv da'ad ve'ay. I'm allowed to be zeicher in the chayfet. You know that the vayla was not zeicher. But then I'm allowed to be zeicher in the chayfet. But of course, time is in the sivet. But when Omar Yush called and showed to Hashem Meicha, it's only if it's Bushus the Gan that he was zeicher already. But we could have a chetim to the Acher Yush that it's not Bushus the Gan and he's not zeicher yet. When I feel like, oh, you chayv da'ad ve'ay because you were not zeicher yet, maybe you took it from the Bible. We're asking why? Vala had a schus to be zoiche, so you know I was not zoiche. But the same right that I have to be zoiche, the same right I have to destroy it. So we have to say, Toto, I'm down at the A. That's the same time of the receipt. So you think it's a bit longer from the time. But long again as the time is yogi. I think about that choice, the time is a choice. That's a hand good. You know why you hire? From the Bismedrash from Rabbi Nutam. Like Rabbi Nutam, but from the Bismedrash from Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutan said even a bigger thing, that even after Yush, and I'm coming, there is a kosuk from the Tvoroi and the Choroi that calls man and belongs to the Bailim. You're a Ganev, you're not a Tzadik, you're not a Aveda. You're a Ganev, and you're Nishtarish Bechet. So if you were Koine already, you're not Nishtarish Bechet. But calls man, you are not Koine the Chepet, you already have a right to take the Chepet. Of the Kozman Lemaita the Chavis belongs to the Bailim and you make it Tzvicha the Mechire you Chayev Rabbi Nutan said even more than that that even after Yush what was Rabbi Nutan's Chirish that we started today that even when I'm Koine Chavis be Yush of a Legabi Dalet Vehei the Gzeres HaKosu that Valet came to me be Yush I pay Dalet Vehei Tesis disagreed if I'm Koine it's mine but when I'm not Koine even if I have a right to be Koine of a Kozman the Chavis belongs to the Bailim and I make a tzvicha from Dalet Mechire, I'm chayef. Because the maize that's a chayefet from the Bailim, and it's a gzeres akosu from the Tvochoy Mechoroy, I have a right to take it, I have a right to take it. But because man, it's a chayefet to Gonuf, and I made a maize from the Tvochoy Mechoroy, so it's a gzeres akosu that you have to pay Dalet Vehei. Those are the gzeres akosu from Dalet Vehei. I have a right to take it, you're right that you have a right to take it. But the maize, if you made a Tvochoy Mechoroy, you have to pay Dalet Vehei. That's if you see Loshana Gemara, I think it's a shtick on the Dugduk. Rish Lakish Amar Potu Le'achar Yerush Kono Sheloyu Teveyach Sheloyu Moich Rish Lakish didn't say Le'achar Yerush Potu Shekvar Ein Zeh Shel Abayli Sheloyu Teveyach Sheloyu Moich The Ptur has to be Sheloyu Teveyach Sheloyu Moich It's not enough that the Pshat is Tifot in the Rishus from the Bayli Kozor Ot Hashem Achifet Zagonu Even if I have a right to take it Rish Lok, as in Chas and Nesibas Chosh. As in Chas and Nesibas, even Le'achar Yerush. So, was kommt eis ein Sach, let me get weiter. Was kommt eis, that Nesid and Nesibas, that we have to remember that even Le'man the Omar Yerush Koni, the Pasch, when you see the Gemara, it's Le'man the Omar Yerush Koni, every time has to be before Gleder. Only Le'man the Omar Yerush Lai Koni could learn the Sugya Le'achar, Chuzur Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Nesid and Nesibas, we're learning that even Le'man the Omar Yerush Kedi Koni, We could have a chetim to have Yush and Dalet Vehei after Yush. We could have Yush and Dalet Vehei after Yush. As I come to the Fidin Asif. So let me end the Gemara. The Gemara, the Maskinen, can she dish a Bailin be at Ganes? The Bailin was Magdish. Frag the Gemara, who me Kodosh. So Omar Rabbi Yechon goes over and Nisyashu a Bailin, Shnei Yemein, Yemecholim Le'agdish. זלף ישעין איש אלוי וזלף ישעין ברשוס אוי לא מעט צחון בעצם לסוגיה פונצנוי לא מעט צחון פעם מלאך ודוס בעצם לסוגיה זה כסוגיה לא אמר רבי יוחנן גוזן את יהושע הביילים שניהם אין יכולים להגדיש זה לפי שאינו שלו וזה לפי שאינו ברשות נגיד לגמור הפושט הקשר what you ask that the ביילים will magdish the call אבל רבי יוחנן was מחדש that the ביילים that person stole the chesed from them cannot be magdished הביילים cannot be magdished so what helps that the ביילים was magdish אינו ברשות you ask the שלוי אבל זה אינו ברשות אמרי יהודה אמר כצנוי בצנען הצנוי מניחים את המועס ואומרים כל הנלקת מזה יהיה מחולל על המועס הלא האלו לא סידות הקרשי יהודה אמר כצנוי רוצה למה, זה תרצוק שהקדישו ביילים סובה לו כצנוי ואמרים לו כמון בקרם רווי the halacha is a person that has a kerem in the fourth year you're not allowed to eat it without chilul now people walk in the street and I say a lot of people, not kosher people they walk and they see fruit and they take so the tznuim were Yerushalayim and they were scared that people will take from their kerem ganovim and the ganovim that eating from their kerem are either aveiros so Siddur Mandor Amar Aliteu L'Rosh V'Yomus fuck out if he's stealing fuck out I don't know, it's his problem but I have to help him, no one told him to steal no one told him to steal this is bad, we'll see the whole sugya is playing alone but he's given time on this one tomorrow that's given the ganze tumus by all zurück you know to Israel but what does that go like the sugya or was a person that everyone was stealing his sandwiches in the school it was a kid that every day stole the sandwich I got it so the kid said he didn't know what to do so he put poison in his sandwich the other day the kid came he ate the sandwich and he almost died the kid said he started he was in the papa mechaim lemavis I think they tried to save him I think in the end the maizah he died So, some of the G'dayim hold, they tell the Rosh of Yomus, no one told him to steal. I'm allowed to put poison in my sandwich if you want to steal it. I'm not over there. Someone told you to steal my sandwich. Snuyim v'nishmachata. So say that. Snuyim v'nishmachata. Snuyim fakir. Snuyim didn't want people to have... Oh, yes, this is a shayla. But we'll see that Hashem doesn't sue you from Snuyim Ba'av. It's a negat, it's a sach shayla. It's a negat, it's a sach shayla. That's it. No, Kerem Revai is the whole subject. A person has a keren in the fourth year how it goes a person is neteya keren the fourth year is keren is keren revai that's not you go to a place you, they read the whole stuff eh? The fourth year it becomes keren revai so the tznuim was scared that they got nothing on either of them okay but this is the tznuim from tznuim alei so what the tznuim did they went so the tznuim every night they went and they said every single people stole today we mechalal it and now they're allowed to eat it well why they do it in the beginning because maybe then people will take more if everything is mechulot so they didn't do it before every day after what people took every night they went and they mechalal now the problem is that what they're mechalal already was by the ganovim's hand so it's ein b'shusay what they're mechalal already is in the ganovim's hand Well, no, they did it before they ate it. And maybe in between, okay, that's when you'll see it's new. Right, this is the, so then I have a state clause in Snuyim, that you could be mechalel on a zach, you could be mechalel on a zach, that is begun. So the Gemara says in Rashi, they say, like, among Kerem Revai, a Snuyim, manich ibn Yodom, chassidim sheroitzim lesalek yedei kol Odom in Aveira, sheyesh lahem Kerem Revai v'choyshashim, שם האויכלי ממנו עברי דרוכים בלפידיין מניחים מועץ ואומרים כל מה שלא כתוב נרודם היום מכאן יהיה מחול על אל מאף על גב דלתנאי ברשותי מפה ותופס למועץ לקדושה סבות אין פה דגמורי ריש לא כישה אל תעזי וצנויים עוד הדרך ברייסה אל תעזי וצנויים Now we have to know a shayla, this is best when we told you, stick it to the sugi of tznuim. So what halt in tznuim? Tznuim hold that you could be mechalel al dobor she'ele birshusoy, you could be magdish dover she'ele birshusoy, or tznuim hold that something that is stolen is also called birshusoy. Now, without Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't mean that everything was, Moshe, you own something, yeah? It's outside your house. But it's considered birshusoy, it's not something inside your house. Birshusoy, because I got it, took it, it's not birshusoy. Could be tznuim just disagree that this is called ene birshusoy, it's mine. Well, I could take him to Beisdin, I could get it back, it's mine. Or they will know that it's called Eina Bershusay. And they hope, even so, I could be Magdish. Now, Kamilas, we will see. The Maiseh is
Is it Duke and Rashi already in our sugim? Not just coming to the sugim of Tzluim. Lama Zem Rashi Bayunz already answers it. Lama Zem Rashi Bayunz. Manichim Amboyes Vo'ayimim Kol HaNilkat Kol Ma Shelokdu Bnei Odom Ayoy Mikani Yemechul Al Alme Aval Gav Delet Birshayim Mifrat Betav Masha Eloshin Rashi We'll see later in the sugim of Tzluim Mul Buchach That Rashi Nuhin Tzluim Am Maskin To the Yosein of Rabbi Eichonon As Dos Heis Eine Birshusoy The Maskin To the Yosein of Rabbi Eichonon As Dos Heis Eine Birshusoy Und als wir nur auch gesagt in den Znuim, ihr lasst um Afrisch. Das ist einfach die Gemorre, als mir geht da lieber den Znuim. Ich muss das schon morgen, mir endlich in die Gemorre, und ich bete sehen, der Teist ist das, als der größte, größte Indien, der Teist ist das.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצת הקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.